Are you ready to stop shrinking to fit into someone else's version of success? Welcome to Illuminate Your Worth, the podcast that helps you remember who you are and reclaim your life. Hosted by transformation facilitator Heather Stewart, this is your space for soulful conversations, coaching insights, and reminders that you're not here to settle. You're here to shine. Now let's dive in.
Hello, my friend. Welcome. It is New Year's Eve. This is so interesting that it's New Year's Eve because, one, didn't we just have one? Didn't we just have a New Year's Eve? Does it not feel like we might have skipped part of the year? Let's go back to the beginning and just say, yes, we did have a year. There was stuff that happened and it was fabulous. And this is Illuminate Your Worth. And today we're talking about you're never done. So even when we come to a brand new year, which is made up, by the way, people celebrate their New Year's at different times. But we mark these days in the sand like this is the end of one thing and the beginning of the other. But we're never actually done. And I think that is pretty awesome. So this is the You're Never Done. And we are on the Inspired Choices Network, way over here on inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. And Danielle says she celebrates her new year on her birthday. How brilliant is that? Because really, it's unless you were born on New Year's Day, it's not anybody's new year. It's like a segment of a year. Right. So my birthday was actually just a couple weeks ago. So I can celebrate the whole month, my new year. And this is closing. Like, I mean, it is good to have transitions, right? It is good to have recognize when one chapter is closing and a new chapter is beginning. But sometimes I find when we're in this energy of we've been through holidays, whatever holiday you celebrate this time of year, I think no matter what you celebrate, you get caught up in this, like going out and maybe overindulging and having fun or not overindulging, but still having fun. And it can be, we look forward to it as this like time to be quiet and rest, but we end up not resting sometimes. And we can feel like when we get to the new year, that there were all these things we wanted to do. Oh my God, I'm behind schedule. It's like, how can you be behind schedule? The New Year's had not even started yet. Or New Year's Eve, you have this idea of this is what I'm going to achieve in the next 12 months. And when you get to the end of the year, because look, sometimes it does feel like the year just went kaboom, it was gone, right? It was gone. And you think, whoa, where did it go? And I didn't get everything done. And I'm behind schedule, and I've heard some people say I'm a failure because I didn't do the things I said I was going to do. In fact, just very recently, I was sitting with a group of friends that I used to work with and talking to one individual who's not currently working, but he'd like to work. And I'm just curious. I'm asking him questions about, you know, have you applied anywhere? Do you have an idea of what you want to do? And he said, well, I get up in the morning and I have all these great plans and energy. And then I get distracted. And then the day's over and I think I didn't do anything. I'm a loser. I was like, whoa, 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 whoa. No. We don't use those words, my friend. Seriously, let's check in on our self-talk. But you're never behind. You're exactly where you are. It's the expectation of where you want to be. You're comparing yourself against some I should be, I'm striving to be. I have created a deadline for myself and I'm not meeting it. And it's interesting, I have a different client who it just popped into my head. She was working on some things and she wanted a deadline for something she was working on. She was working on it for herself. And I said to her, will this deadline cause you more stress or just help you stay on track? And if it starts to stress you out, recognize that you set the deadline and you can change the deadline. If it would be in your highest and best good, right? So we get these energies, these feelings like we're not performing, and we're not achieving the things we should achieve. And it's so interesting. My book is out. It's definitely out. And it's called Illuminate Your Worth. It's based on all of the wisdom from the podcast. And there's a chapter in there about you're never behind, my friend. You're never behind. And you're not too late. And maybe your to-do list is you trying to impress other people rather than take care of yourself. So we have this striving energy in our world. We have this idea that productivity is the and production and output is the proof that we are worthy of love, maybe. Love, acceptance, joy, happiness. But really, who are you trying to impress? I mean, the only person you need to impress is you. So I'm thinking about Heather the overachiever. Thinking about Heather the overachiever. And I had this plan that I was going to do the Ironman. So this was when I was a marathon runner. And I was going to do the Ironman when I turned 40. Darn it. Because then I would prove to myself that, yes, I am a fit and healthy person. Of course, I was an accountant then, right? I was not a fit and healthy person. I was as fit and healthy as I could be at that time. I was doing the best with good of best for myself with what I had. And I was learning. I was being curious. I was learning that how to take better care of myself. Like I said, you're an experiment. You're not going to get it right the first time. And that's pretty awesome. Mistakes are pretty amazing things to make and are very helpful in helping you discover what you don't want, right? And help, keep pushing you towards what you do want. But I was determined that I was going to do an Ironman for my 40th birthday because it seemed so fabulous and epic. And I did, I was in a master's swim club. And like I said, I was running marathons and I took the courses from previous Ironman on things to do and how to train and nutrition and everything. And I did a try-a-try. Which was, well, no, I didn't do the try-a-try. I did the sprint distance. So if you know, there's a difference between a try-a-try and a sprint distance. A sprint distance is a little bit longer. And I was standing in the water, getting ready for, because the first thing is your swim. I only had to swim, I think, 500 meters or something. It was 20 years ago, remember. It wasn't super far in the grand scheme of how far an Ironman swim is. And I'm in the water and people are kicking me in the face. And I'm thinking, I am not having a good time right now. Why am I doing this? This is stupid. So I started to do the breaststroke because then I could see where I was going and I could see when people were going to smash into me. And I just felt like that was my favorite stroke at that point, even though it was slow, right? So. But I was determined. I'm going to do this thing because I still was going to be an Ironman even after that. So I'm running up the hill because for some reason they put the bikes at the top of a hill. I'm running up the hill going, oh my God, this is awful. I get off my bike. I know it's so funny now. And I'm riding my bike. I drop my water bottle. So I have to stop my bike. I'm doing it, first of all, I did it on a mountain bike, okay? See the mistakes I made? You don't have to make these mistakes. It's like trying to drive with your emergency brake on in life, riding a mountain bike in a triathlon. And I was trying to, so I stopped, I got my water bottle, I'm going up this hill. I was trying not to get run over by the lead of the pack who were already on their way back. And my hamstrings started to cramp. I was like, oh, goodness gracious sakes alive. Holy fudge. So, got the hamstring to calm down, got back. It was a 20K bike ride. I do remember that. Then it was a 5 kilometer run. Do you think my legs worked? They did not work at all. So I just kind of walked. And I was contemplating, why am I doing? Why am I wanting to do an Ironman? So, I mean, I was not the last person. I did not come in last, which somehow makes me feel better because it wouldn't have mattered. But it's surprising I did not come in last because I was not prepared the way I should have been. But as I was doing the 5K, which was through a campground, so you had to go past all of these campers who are sitting around having a drink by their fire. As I'm crossing the finish line finally, I'm thinking, this is not for me. The Ironman was not for me. It was because I thought I needed to do something really big to impress people. And even though it's 20 years ago, I was nowhere near where I am now then, obviously, because you just keep learning. But I took a big lesson that day. I mean, the big lesson is it's okay to say I changed my mind. It's okay to say, this is not really what I wanted to do. I've decided to say no to this. And now it was a good experience. If I had come to the realization sooner that it wasn't for me, I'm just thinking, I may have had a regret or two if I hadn't done that big a failure at the triathlon. But that's me, right? Not everyone wants to go through the what they would consider huge humiliation to prove to themselves that they were making the wrong choice. I did it. And at the end of the day, does anybody remember this crazy woman? Or they didn't know who I was anyway, this crazy woman riding a triathlon on a mountain bike. And if they do, I would probably say, well, good, that'll just like the lesson not to do that, isn't it? So if you have stuff that you're working on that's on your to-do list, one of the things you can really do is first look at it and say, is that really for me? Or is that for somebody else? And this is, believe, I'm gonna take it back to the you're never done, even though we're taking stuff off of our things. The you're never done. Part of the you're never done is finding an energy of being okay that or excited. Let's be excited about it. Because I mean, I said you're never done, and why you should want, and why that's a good thing, right? So not just acceptance. I don't want you to just accept because that can feel demotivating. That if you are never done, you're like, oh, I'm never gonna be done. Like that energy. I want you to be, yay, I'm never done. So sometimes there's big things that you're working on your to-do list that are for the wrong reason. So the marathon, the triathlon, the dreams of Ironman, they were a strange dream that I woke up from. And that took something off my list of, but it added a whole bunch of other things on my list of, it created space for me to not be done on the other things that serve me, excite me, get me fired up. And I feel like, I'm just contemplating, like, not everything in that you want to do is necessarily easy, but it can feel easy. There's a difference, right? It doesn't have to be easy, but it can feel easy. And you might be thinking, Heather, what the heck are you talking about? It's okay. I do that to myself sometimes too. So don't worry. I'm going to explain it. First, we're going to go on a quick break. Just a quick one. Get yourself a Christmas cookie. Get yourself a little cup of cocoa. Get yourself over to the platform of your choice and maybe give us a little 5-star or a big 5-star review, right? And when we come back, we'll talk about It's going to be easy and not easy. How's that? I'm Heather. This is Illuminate Your Worth. We're talking about You're Never Done. We're on the Inspire Choices Network. I'll see you in just a moment.
What if your too much was actually your superpower? On Illuminate Your Worth, Heather Stewart guides you back to your truth with coaching, mindset shifts, and powerful conversations designed to light up every corner of your life, from career and creativity to wellness and worth. Tune in weekly and discover how to stop surviving and start thriving on your own terms. Listen to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart on the Inspired Choices Network and wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
You're listening to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart. Want to connect live during the show? Join the studio audience in the chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send questions or coaching requests to info@heatherstewart.coach. Let's get back to today's episode and your path to a thriving life.
All right. Are we ready? Are we ready, my friend? You've got yourself all cozied back up. And it's interesting. So New Year's Eve, in my former life, I had a conversation with someone at one point. We were talking about New Year's Eve and how often, because at that time I went to, you know, the big hotel parties and big groups of people that, you know, 20 of your friends all came and they were all dressed up to the nines and everybody's all excited for the night. At some point, someone was going to be fighting on the dance floor right around the time the ball was going to drop, and it's because of expectation. So I'm sure you've heard the expectation is the destroyer of joy. You know, one person would have this idea of how lovely and romantic the evening was going to be, and it was going to be so fabulous, and she was going to feel like Cinderella, perhaps, and then the other person, her partner, perhaps, was, yay, I'm going to go out with all my dude friends and have some fun and drink a little and party. And there's a little disconnect right there. So different expectations can cause some strife on the dance floor on New Year's Eve. And expectation of ourselves causes this inner strife, this inner disappointment. And the striving that we are always working towards, I don't think we were born with striving. I feel like we learned that. You know, we have this obsession with completion. I can't turn off the TV show. It's not over yet. Well, you're streaming it. You can just press pause and watch it later. I can't, you know, stop this right now until I'm done. I can't pause this until I'm done. We have this cultural obsession with striving and completion and showing that and proving that we are worthy somehow. But when you get to that finish line, even New Year's Eve is a finish line. When you get to that finish line, you're like, I'm going to finish this. And then I'm going to feel something when you finished the thing that you were working so hard on. How did you feel? Did you pause to actually see how you felt? Maybe you felt a little flat. Maybe you forgot to even pause. So the cultural obsession we have with completing things is like, even think of, you have to eat everything on your plate. There's children starving in Africa. It's like, send the food to them. I am complete. I am complete. But completion is not the point of being here. Completion here on our planet is when you leave. That's when you're complete. Right now, all of the things that you are working on are helping you evolve, right? They're helping you change. They're helping you grow. I was listening to a podcast. Maybe it was a podcast. Maybe I was listening to an audiobook where there's so many people who will reach midlife, 40s, 50s, and they're like, okay, I'm done. Now, well, you're done what? You know, it's like, yes, you have grown to an adult. Yes, you may or may not have gotten married. Yes, you may or may not have had children. Yes, you may or may not have had a career. But why do we see that as an end point? Like retirement was the end point. Okay, now, okay, see you later. You're retired. Go off with you. Go off to your ice floe. But this is not an end point. It's perhaps a beginning point. And I want you to feel like any change in your life is a beginning point instead of an end point. And if there's something is ending, I'd rather view it as a beginning, right? Anything that happened. So this is a funny example. When I had to stop drinking milk because my naturopath told me that it was causing me a lot of problems, that I couldn't digest it properly, and it was contributing to my asthma symptoms. Suddenly, my whole life was upside down. It seems like a ridiculous example, but suddenly my life was upside down because I couldn't drink milk or eat cheese or eat yogurt or all of these things that people are so used to doing. And you don't realize how disruptive it is until you can't do it. But, and this was when I was an accountant. Actually, it was when I was running marathons because I kept having asthma symptoms when I was running. So my life was upside down, and it was not easy. We're going back to the not easy, but not hard, but also wasn't hard, right? It wasn't easy because I had to think differently. I had to shop differently. I had to learn some things differently. I had to make different decisions. We're so sometimes caught up in having to change the way we decide to do things that we don't do it. So, but it wasn't hard. Right. So it wasn't easy, but it wasn't hard. It was disruptive, but it could have been more fun if I had let it be more fun. I wasn't in the space at that time where disruption was fun, but disruption is more, I don't think of disruption as, you know, slamming into a brick wall anymore. I see disruption as like the roller coaster. When it starts going down, you're going, oh no, it's going to change. Oh no, it's going to change. And you start going down and you're scared as crap and laughing and screaming and crying all the way. And then you get to the bottom, you're like, woohoo, that was fun. Let's go again. So I see disruption as more of a fun, scary ass ride instead of hitting a wall and banging into things. So if we can think about our life as a to-do list of becoming fully ourselves. Imagine that. Imagine that. What would you switch up on your to-do list? Now, I know there's going to be stuff on our to-do list we have to do. Like right now, I have dishes sitting in the sink that I have to do. Is that going to make me become a better version of myself? Probably. Because it's probably going to teach me discipline, right? And cleanliness and, you know, following through on things that I said I was going to do, like all of these good things we aspire to just by doing the dishes. Wow, look at that. I can achieve a life goal just by doing the dishes. And I'm joking around, yes, because that's part of who I am. But I want you to think about, like, completion. Your life doesn't complete ever until, and even then, I don't know if it completes. I was going to say until they play the angel music. But even then, it could just be in a different form. We're just not aware of it, right? And work isn't the problem. So work is not the problem. We sometimes think that we can't have a life because our work is taking all of our time and energy. But imagine that your work is part of who you are, right? This was the workshop that I used to give on the myth of work-life balance. Your work is part of who you are, and you should never, in my opinion, try to have, oh, this is me at work, and then this is me living. And I want you to think about, it's not the work that's burning you out. It's the expectation that you should already be finished the things you're working on. It's the expectations and deadlines you put on yourself of how you should be in those places. It could be that it's the work that you're doing is not in alignment or supporting you as a human being. If you are compromising who you are, if you are changing who you are because of the work that you do, are you in the right spot? And it doesn't even have to be the work. It could be the environment. I mean, I'm sure I've mentioned the client that I had who came to me for weight loss, and the weight loss wasn't the problem. It was the work that she was doing. She loved her work. The environment did not support her. Found her a new position doing practically the same thing in a company that supported her and that she loved the people and she was having and enjoying again what she did. And boo, her health improved just like that. We didn't change anything. So the expectations we put on ourselves and about, I have to do this, I have to take this role on, I have to carry this weight for people, that's a load of crap. Don't do that to yourself. You are allowed to be happy. You have full permission, full right to be happy and to feel fulfilled and to feel like you are doing the thing you are meant to do, even if other people think that you are crazy. Think about that one. Even if other people think you're crazy, because it doesn't matter what they think. What they think is a reflection of them and their experiences and the stories that they've learned and their inner world. Almost no, well, I don't think anyone can give an opinion that is not colored, influenced, impacted by their internal dialogue. Even ChatGPT. I know some people are using ChatGPT to ask life questions too, like what is the meaning of life and I'm depressed and I admit like I do things on ChatGPT. It's very helpful as a tech research assistant, but it is still only answering you by what it knows. And what it knows is by searching the whole internet for all possible answers. And then it's feeding them back to you in a way that makes sense sometimes. Sometimes it doesn't make sense. So everything, every response that you get from outside of you is colored, influenced, impacted by what's going on the inside. And that's true for you as well. But you have the advantage that when you're looking at your feelings and your answers about what you're working on, you can go in and find where did that come from? Where did that story come from? Where did that could be a voice, could be a belief, an opinion, a reaction. All of that is coming from somewhere inside of you. And that's a good thing. Another good thing, because you have the chance to go in there and say, hey, myself, why do I think that snakes are scary? Where did that story come from? Why is my friend not afraid of snakes and I am? Or why is my sister afraid of snakes and I'm not? Or any of those things. Probably should be afraid of snakes. I had two little brothers, but instead of being afraid of them, I went, ha ha ha, I'm not afraid of them. Little brothers can teach you how to be brave, friends. So work isn't the problem. Work, we blame work because we say we have no life. We can't do what we want to do because we have this giant to-do list that's never ending. But you are a novel being written, and you are meant to be a work in progress. And the work, your work, Maybe it needs some adjustment. Like you can look at life, your whole life, as one big work in progress, and the job part of your work is only one part of it. You know, we have all these, if you like the work metaphor, you know, I've got my body job, I've got my emotional job, I've got my community job, I've got my job. You've got all of these things that make up your life. And because it's you, you get to decide how they roll. You get to decide how to write the book of you, right? And it doesn't have to be obsessed with completion. I mean, I talked about that when I was talking about my walk in England in the fall. Was people were leaving in the morning and so focused on where they were going to the end point that they missed all the in-between part. It's New Year's Eve. Did we miss the in-between part from last year, New Year's Eve? You know, because we were so focused on getting through the year. But instead, let's give up this need to hit a finish line. Let's give up the need to blah, blah, hit a finish line. Yes, sometimes my mouth moves faster than my brain. So we're going to talk about that in a minute. The finish line, the things to think about, the reframings, how to shift it so that we can make it easier, even when we're working hard. I am Heather. This is Illuminate Your Worth. I'll see you in a moment. Take care. Wait, come back.
What if your too much was actually your superpower? On Illuminate Your Worth, Heather Stewart guides you back to your truth with coaching, mindset shifts, and powerful conversations designed to light up every corner of your life, from career and creativity to wellness and worth. Tune in weekly and discover how to stop surviving and start thriving on your own terms. Listen to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart on the Inspired Choices Network and wherever you get your podcasts.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
You're listening to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart. Want to connect live during the show? Join the studio audience in the chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send questions or coaching requests to info@heatherstewart.coach. Let's get back to today's episode and your path to a thriving life.
Yes, my friend. So imagine if next New Year's Eve we were talking and you said, oh my gosh, I had such a great year. This and this and this and this and this. Imagine how amazing that would be. That's something to plan for, right? So think of your life as unfolding, not a checklist of things to achieve. This might be something challenging for you, right? So while you're waiting to be finished something and chasing some illusion of what you should, where you should be and how you should be, are you missing your life? You know, are you missing the fun things that are happening because you're focused on, I need to achieve this and I need to do this. And I mean, I mentioned a whole bunch of areas earlier about life that you want to include in your life. And sometimes that to-do list of that life becomes overwhelming. It's like, I have all of these things that I want to achieve. Goals, I don't disagree with goals. But sometimes it can feel overwhelming and you get so focused on like a goal, that you don't get to enjoy that process of becoming that thing that you want to become. It's the process of the becoming that's the most interesting part of it. And I mentioned that sometimes it can be overwhelming because this is so important as a place to ask for help. There's a whole chapter in my book on how I learned to ask for help. And I was reading it recently and laughing to myself because it's like, oh yeah, I remember that. But go to the website, go to my website, by the way, if you want to find the book. It's a quick read and it's fun. And you can hear me laughing through the whole thing. But think about this. So if you're feeling overwhelmed because you have all of these things you want to achieve and you just don't know where to start and it feels like you're overwhelmed and you're never going to get anywhere in life. Well, first of all, let's celebrate how far you are in life. And then get to the website and book an alignment activation with me. Right now it's free, my friend. I can't guarantee it'll be free forever. It's an hour where I help you, like, figure it out. Figure out where is the journey going to take you that's going to lead you. So think about this. Instead of your road trip of life saying, I'm going to be X, whatever it is you want to be, I'm going to be a CEO, I'm going to be a mom of three or four, or I'm going to be a TED Talk speaker, or I'm going to be whatever you want to be. Instead of just looking at that, you're going to say, well, I'm going to do, think of the planning, the road trip, like all the places along the way you'd like to visit. Instead of flying, taking a direct flight, let's do a road trip. How fun. How fun. Instead of the direct flight where you just land and nothing happens in between, which can't happen, let's make it a road trip where you get to actually enjoy the journey along the way. Because you're chasing this illusion of being done, right? And when you get to that done spot, because you've probably completed some of the goals that you've wanted in life, when you get to that done spot, do you feel done? Or do you just have the next thing on your list to do? So instead of the dones, let's do the journeys, right? Let's do the steps along the way. Let's stop in at that little baguette store that we never heard of before, but looks pretty cool and funky and probably has best baguettes. When I was in the Gaspé, I found the best croissants ever just because I was wandering around. They were so good. Anyway, so you are not a checklist. You are an unfolding of experiences. And that is how we will shift you from feeling like you're not getting anywhere because you're not finishing anything to it's all play. It's all just playing along the way. Why does it have to be hard? Right? And if you can get into that energy of enjoying whatever is happening, enjoying this kind of trip, this journey that you're taking, ultimately, you know, you'd like to get to that point where you can say, oh, I did do a TED Talk. Yeah, I get it. It's on my list. You know, oh, I did get to do a TED Talk. But think about all of the stuff that happened in between that was so much fun. You know, think about all of the people that you talked to, all the experiences that you had. So you stop hustling towards the finish line. You know that I've gone anti-hustle. I'm anti-hustle culture. So what would you shift if instead of hustling, you saw it as the thing that you're working towards as an exploration of how to get there instead of completing it? An exploration of, oh, what if I tried this? I wonder if that would move me a little bit closer. What if I took this road? What if I took this shortcut? Oh, the shortcut. I'll take my word for it. Shortcuts never are short. Shortcuts, usually you have to retrace your steps. And it takes you twice as long. But it's like this is your permission to not be striving for the end zone. I know football things, football's been around. So instead of this striving for this end zone dance, can we instead enjoy the movement along life to have as many experiences as possible? Imagine if you set that as your your New Year's resolution, if you're a New Year's resolutioner or a New Year's intentioner or a New Year's planner, instead of a one goal or two goals or three goals, like I will lose 20 pounds, I will speak on three stages, I see this all the time in the digital creator space. I will earn $10,000 every single month. It's like, okay. But what does that feel like? How did it feel like to get there? What is the theme of your year? I know some people who pick a word for their year. They'll say, this year is exploration. This year is fascination. This year is expansion. And your logical brain will go, oh my God, what are you talking about? That doesn't make any sense. That's not a goal. But your creative brain will take that and say, okay, this is a year of expansion. Ooh, exciting. Let's go and try these things. And in all likelihood, those things that you try, especially if you enjoy them, will move you closer towards that end goal, that end zone goal that you have. If that end zone goal is aligned for you, pardon me, sometimes we have these end zone goals that aren't even ours. So one question, like I was saying at the beginning with the triathlon, is that goal your goal? I wrote an article about that probably 2 or 3 years ago on Brains Magazine. It was like, is that goal your goal? Or are you trying to get somebody else's goal? One of the ways to think about your goals is if you think about that goal and you can see what it feels like. So if you just shut your eyes for a minute and say, okay, I finished that goal, what does it feel like? If you don't feel anything, is it your goal? If you don't feel anything, I'm not saying it's right or wrong. It's just interesting. I find everything fascinating, right? I don't see right and wrong anywhere. I see more helpful and less helpful. I see super interesting. And I've done some less helpful things for myself, and they're excellent lessons. But if you think about your goal, the thing that you're, or if you think about this thing that you want to complete, this idea that you have, this thing that you believe will help you towards your unfolding, what does it feel like? What does it feel like? If you shut your eyes and take yourself to your future self and say, does it feel light? And like, yay, hooray. Or does it feel like, oh, that was okay. Yeah, right. Think about the people who have written books. And I know some, I've had clients who were authors. I have a client who wrote a book, and I haven't seen her in a couple of years, but I found out recently through someone else that she finally finished her book. She did not give herself the stress of having a deadline. She was just loving the process of writing her book. And I'm going to say it took her. I know it took her longer than 10 years. I don't actually know when she started it, but it took her a long time. And she had evolutions of it. You know, she would think she was getting close, and then she would look at it and go, I need to shift this direction a little bit. And she didn't put that pressure on herself, that expectation that she was feeling because her book was taking so long to write. So if you imagine that you're a story, because you are a story, and the best stories are not written in a rush, right? If you imagine that you're a story, well, just let yourself keep editing, keep adding new chapters in, keep finding new characters to bring in, keep finding new adventures to have to add into this book of you. And don't be in a rush. You don't have to be in a rush. You know, it's not the point, because when you're in a rush, then you run past all the good stuff. You run past all the stuff that is fun. You run past, and you, I mean, I've seen people run past the hard stuff too. that's not the best either. Be in the hard stuff so that it can process and move its way up, but also be in the good stuff. Don't skip any of it. Nobody ever gets to the end and say, wow, I wish I had gone faster. And you do not have to be finished to be fulfilled. You can be fulfilled right now and still not be finished, right? We got one more break, I think. Yes, we do. I see the little signs in the chat, in the chat zone. So we're going to go for one more break. We're in the home stretch, but we're never done. Come back in a moment, my friend. This is Heather. We are talking about why you're never done and why that's awesome on the Inspired Choices Network. I'll see you in a moment.
What if your too much was actually your superpower? On Illuminate Your Worth, Heather Stewart guides you back to your truth with coaching, mindset shifts, and powerful conversations designed to light up every corner of your life, from career and creativity to wellness and worth. Tune in weekly and discover how to stop surviving and start thriving on your own terms. Listen to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart on the Inspired Choices Network and wherever you get your podcasts. You're listening to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart. Want to connect live during the show? Join the studio audience in the chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send questions or coaching requests to info@heatherstewart.coach. Let's get back to today's episode and your path to a thriving life.
Feel free to send me an email, my friend, in case you weren't listening to that lovely lady right beforehand, info@heatherstewart.coach. I don't have people read my emails. I read them all myself, right? So when you get an email back from me, it's really me. You'll be able to tell. And we're talking, this is Illuminate Your Worth again, in case you forgot where you were. And we are on the Inspired Choices Network. I'm Heather, and we're talking about never being done. I heard the other day about this woman who is 103, and she's studying, I think she was studying Chinese. She's studying foreign languages. It's like, see, she's got it right. You're never done. 103. And she's studying another language just because she wants to. She finds it interesting. I was like, that's brilliant. My husband, one of his uncles, great uncles in his 80s, went back to university and got another degree because he wanted to, right? I went back to school. Now, I wasn't that old when I went back to massage school, 2 years of pathology, anatomy, physiology, all the ologies. It was like pre-med, and I was in my 40s, and there were people in who were in my age group who were saying, oh, it's so hard to become a learner again at this age. I'm like, no, it's not. You just got to be interested and engaged, and it's actually good for you to keep learning. Your brain is a muscle. Keep it working. And growing is not a glitch. I think people struggle because when they're older, they think they shouldn't make mistakes. But growing is not a glitch. It's the point of being here. It's the point of being here. We're here to grow. You don't have to be finished. You don't have to tick and say, okay, I'm 65, tick, life's done. Okay, I'll just sit on the couch and watch Netflix. Like, come on. You have so much more life ahead of you. It's the becoming. It's the constant becoming that is the art of life. Think about plants, trees, flowers. I have the flower boxes outside are now, you know, set up for winter. But it's like they don't say, oh, I grew a flower, I'm done. They keep trying to grow more flowers. They keep saying, hey, maybe I can shoot another flower. I had one set of flowers that in November was still flowering. It's like, wow, look at you go. Look at you go. Right? They're just said, I've still got some time. I can throw another flower in here because that's what they were meant to do. They were meant to flower. You were meant to flower with your own flowers, if you like flowers. And you don't have to live by thinking that you have to tick everything off. I know that I will probably get to the end of this current lifespan with things that I'm not done. Because I have a big list of things that I want to, that I'm excited to do, experience, try, explore. And I'm okay with that. Because the minute that I don't have more things that I want to live and experience, I think that that would be the end. Like, that would just be the end of everything. I see people who, I understand as you age, your body changes, you know, your energy changes, you start to shift. But I see people as they age, and I've watched this with friends, loved ones, their worlds get smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller because they don't keep trying to push outwards to find new things to explore. Their worlds start to shrink until their existence is on their chair in front of their television, and maybe somebody will visit them. And then, yes, that's way down the road, but because I can see that ahead, I have this determination to keep my world expansive, to keep my experiences going, to, if I do finish something, like if I do get on a TED Talk, TED, call me. If I do get on a TED Talk, I'm not going to say, okay, done. I'm going to say, okay, what's next? Because that is where you will find the excitement of being alive, my friend. That is where you can recognize that you're not late. You're just always growing. You're not behind. You're always learning. You're right on time. You are right on time. You're always exactly where you're supposed to be. You just don't know it because you had a different expectation. Remember the New Year's Eve story? You had a different expectation of what life was going to be. But doesn't mean you can't adjust the chapters or the ending, right? You are allowed to start a new chapter, get a whole brand new page. You don't have to have it all figured out, right? You can just start, it's like free writing. Start free writing your life on what you want to have. And we've got a whole 12 months coming ahead of us because that's the way we measured our time. Let this be your month of like free flow. Let this be your month of free writing the chapter of you. Maybe write and start a new page each month. Start tomorrow morning and write, on this day, I'm going, in this month, I'm going to go and experience XYZ. Right? Let that be the theme for your year with no expectation of getting to a finish line, no expectation of having to reach some goal. Just make it an expectation of excitement and enjoyment and experimentation, and the experiments headed somewhere towards the direction without having to be in the exact direction, right? That's my invitation. And Happy New Year, by the way, if it is your new year. My husband is half Chinese, so we get 2 New Years. Ha ha ha. You can celebrate all the New Year's you want, my friend. Celebrate one on your birthday too, like Danielle. I am Heather, by the way. This is the Illuminate Your Worth, and I want to invite you to, in all seriousness, if you are struggling, because this time of year people struggle, send me an email. Book a meeting with me. Go to the website if you don't want to send me an email. Go to the alignment activation and spend an hour with me. Have a conversation. We could set up your freedom, what year is it going to be? Freedom 26? Terrific 26, right? Who remembers when the year 2000 was going to hit and all life was supposed to end? Apparently that didn't happen. So just keep exploring and having your adventure because this is why we're here. I am here for you. info@heatherstewart.coach, heatherstewart.coach. If you don't want to talk to me, there's an ebook up there, a little short one, Life is Suffering Until You Choose. Or you can get the bigger book, right? Illuminate Your Worth. Whatever I can do to help you, I want you to have a fabulous 2026. My friend, have a beautiful day. See you next time.
Thank you for tuning into Illuminate Your Worth. Heather Stewart will be back next week to help you shift your mindset, reclaim your joy, and build a life that fits you. Catch the next episode on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com, Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern, 12 p.m. Central, 11 a.m. Mountain, and 10 a.m. Pacific. Until then, take one inspired step today and keep shining.